Commentator Guillermo Gomez-Pena says the art world has changed dramatically in recent years, especially the relationship between artist and audience.
This is an interactive commentary. Do not act surprised. I will grant you the illusion of talking back.
Our new global culture encourages everyone to have an opinion and express it. We can call the TV or radio station or email them our opinions. We can post our views in any website we like, join a chat room, or place a classified ad in search of quorum or accomplices, and someone will respond right away. If we are lucky, we may be invited to a talk show to exhibit our miseries. All this, of course, is a great placebo. Express anything, act on nothing. What you have is the mere spectacle of participation. Citizen participation is encouraged, but not in any significant decision-making process. That could mean social change, and that's dangerous, Keno. The cameras are pointing in all directions. If we are lucky, we might be cast in a reality TV show. If our camcorders are fortunate enough to catch an act of police brutality or a theft, our tapes might become news. The illusion of interactivity and citizen participation has definitely changed the relationship between live art and its audience. Audiences are increasingly having a harder time just sitting and watching passively a performance, especially younger audiences. You have been trained by TV, Super Nintendo, video games, and the internet to interact and be part of it all, whatever it may be. You see yourselves as insiders and part-time artists. You've got the most recent software to make digital movies and compose electronic music. You burn your own CDs and design your own websites. Orally, to you, there is nothing esoteric about art. Therefore, when attending a live art event, you wish to be included in the process. Talk back to the artist, the comedian, or the musician, and if possible, become part of the actual performance. You are always ready to walk on a stage at any invitation from the artist and do something, whatever. If this involves impersonating other cultures or taking off your clothes, the better. It's karaoke time, kids. It's a live computer game with the added excitement that people are watching. Is this change of attitude towards the performing arts and radio good or not?
Please insert your conclusion here.
Guillermo Gomez-Pena is a performance artist living in San Francisco.